stated, the vast majority of people who are members of churches in America today are not Christians. I say that without the slightest fear of contradiction. I base it on the empirical evidence of 24 years of examining thousands of people. In the early 2000s, I was the drummer in the band called Junkyard Prophet, voted second best unsigned band in the country, behind that of a band called POD, who in fact became MTV's darling. And according to Reverb Nation, we were in fact the number one Christian band in the country. Friends, we've worked with Geffen Records, Warner Brothers, being endorsed by major musical instrumental companies on a global basis. And after touring the nation, as well as playing with the biggest names in the Christian scene, Bride, Guardian, Disciple, Nouveau, so on and so forth, and also playing with the big boys in the secular scene, Drowning Pool, Creed, Sick Puppies, etc., I'm simply bringing my experience to you concerning the topic in which I will highlight firsthand. Now, before I get started, I'd like to say to those who want to twist scripture in an attempt to protect the gods that they have in fact created in their minds, such as their favorite musicians, actors, so on and so forth, by suggesting that I am not to judge, I would remind you that I am using the judge's word to make judgments. I'm judging with righteous judgment and that out of love. Furthermore, I'd like to add that if you are not zealous against error yourself, it's because you're probably not zealous for the truth, whereas I am. Now, yesterday I took the time to highlight on my radio show the likes of many celebrities that have been elevated to modern-day Christian stardom, such as Kanye West, who was trophied on the heretical Joel Osteen's platform recently for his supposed conversion, and you thought the political scene was filled with theater. Friends, the Lord warned us of both. This novice, unacquainted or unskilled in the Word of God, Kanye West, stated that he was the greatest artist that God ever created.
Because now I told you about my arrogance and cockiness already. Now, the greatest artist that God has ever created is now working for him.
Folks, is this guy kidding me? Didn't know that it was about Kanye West anymore. Kanye was praising himself. Furthermore, does someone want to give this guy a reality check on what talent truly is?
You're such a I'm a sick I like a quick I'm a sick I like a quick I'm a sick I like a quick.
Then again, the bar has been lowered so far that we can understand why he is deceived into believing that he is what he wants to believe that he is. It tells us in 1 Timothy 3:6 through 7, not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. Friends, you are to prove those who call themselves Christians. Again, it tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:12, and we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you. Now, case in point, established churches up until the 1900s used to prove their members for 1 to 3 years before accepting them for their professions. Now, friends, Kanye wants to evangelize America's youth with his music. Now, that's a good initiative, but he needs to first make sure that he's first partaker of the fruit that the Lord gives in understanding in all things. And time will show whether he is genuine or not. The reason that I bring up this point is to show you that others that have claimed conversion, such as Bono from U2, Brian Head Welsh from Korn, Alice Cooper, Bob Dylan, again, so on and so forth. Friends, they go back to the vomit that they claimed that they were converted from. How does that work? It doesn't. For example, Brian Head Welsh from Korn claims his conversion, but rejoins the band and lifestyle that he claimed to be converted from.
No magic.
Let me tell you how that works, friends. By feeding upon the hirelings of the day and refusing to do your own due diligence in searching scriptures for yourselves. According to Brian's World, you are to yield yourself back to the spirit of the world, Antichrist, in order to influence people for the Lord? Now, friends, I can't find that in the Word. The same thing goes for the likes of Alice Cooper. He said that he got saved because he was afraid that he would go to hell. Again, I can't find that in Scripture. But I can find where we are to fear the Lord.
When the church and the world can jog comfortably along together, you can be sure something is wrong. The world is not compromised. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. If Christians were equally as faithful to the Lord, separated from the world, and living so that their lives were a reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is compromised, not the world. Catherine Booth, founder of the Salvation Army. And husband to Catherine Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, William Booth, he rightly stated that the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. Friends, prophecy fulfilled.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, back from Florida, on top of our game, keeping everybody abreast as to what's going on in this country. Folks, what we're going to be talking about today is better to be divided by the truth than united in error. And I'll tell you what, there's nothing more damning than to be united in error when it is in again, united in air. That's the devil's recipe right there. It was Adrian Rogers that rightly said, it is better to be divided by truth than to be united in air. And it's better to speak the truth that hurts and then heals, which is scriptural, than falsehood that comforts and then kills. So that's what we're going to be hitting up on top of today, friends. And it's kind of bleeding over concerning the topic that I was talking about yesterday and the day before. And we're just going to take it another yard for you guys to understand that we are called to draw lines in the sand because Scripture mandates it. And why is that? Because, again, Scripture teaches us to do just that in Ezekiel 44:23, and then also understanding that there's wheat and there's tares, Matthew 13. Now we have sheep and the goats, Matthew 25. We have those that are saved and those that aren't, those that are lost. We have the righteous and the unrighteous. There is no third group in any of these Bible analogies, friends. Everybody belongs to one group or the other, and we need to quit conglomerating them all together as if to suggest they're the same. Nonsense. Truth will divide. And it is time for people to start making distinction for their own sake, especially concerning what's going on in this country today. You know, one of the biggest deceptive measures or subterfuge is when they deceive people for an end goal. And when you look at, the two-party system, you know, they divide, right, the American people. Mark 3:25, Jesus warned us of it. But it's also interesting to take time and take note that when they come to a conclusion
It's like a sports teams, right? They go out on the they go out on the field and they battle each other, and then there's supposed to be something called good sportsmanship, regardless if the truth is involved or not. They make friends. It's like the devil tying tails between Herod and Pontius Pilate when they were going to crucify Jesus Christ. No, we need to draw the line. We need to know our place, and we need to hold our ground. And that is exactly why we're in trouble today, because I am tired of the people of this country, from the church to politics, playing the diplomats. That's where, you know, two men get together and agree on what they both know is wrong, but just in order to keep the false peace, they just go along with it. You know, they're fraternizing with the enemy, you know. Again, that's nonsense. That's not who we are, but that's what they've been throwing on us for a long time, friends. And in fact, what we need to do, again, is hold to the truth that does divide, regardless if it hurts people's feelings or not. If you want to call in at any time, please do. That number's 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. You want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. You got, 10 to 15 articles that are written every day from contributors from all over the country that are actually a part of the culture war, bringing about resolve because they love their country enough to fight for it. 1 Timothy 6:12. Also check us out on beforeitsnews.com. beforeitsnews.com as well. And friends, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here. There's nothing stable but heaven and the Constitution, said President Buchanan. And we better hold to exactly what's been established, friends, as it tells us to, concerning the Word of God in Matthew 7, towards the end of the chapter. Because if we don't, the world will spin out into anarchy, and that's exactly what they mean to create. Order out of chaos. Ask the question, who's creating the chaos? They're the ones trying to create the new world order out of the chaos that they created. Okay, that's why they're playing the problem solver. We highlighted that on Saturday a little bit with none other than J.D. Vance blatantly calling for a new world order under Donald Trump. Several times he said it. And then we have little cocaine snorting Marco Rubio talking about how the old system is gone and we're going into a new world. No, if that were the case, friends, just understand that your modern day politicians are at war with what your forefathers established. And it's plain to see, because if it wasn't true, then where is law enforcement to bring justice upon the heads of the guilty? And of course, you're not going to see that, because, friends, they're the ones that are guilty. And they're the ones that are trying to create that new order out of the chaos that they're responsible for criminally creating. Okay? Again, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704. Wanted to highlight this really quick, because Thomas Massey just recently came out and he had said, last night I received a flash drive containing the complete list of files belonging to Jeffrey Epstein. Okay. He goes on, he said, everything is there, every billionaire, every campaign donor, every single person. He goes, now let me explain, when you haven't heard anything about this in the media, or why not? Because they're all in there. They will do everything to prevent these documents from being made public. Epstein was far more than just a pedophile. He was an intelligence asset, Mossad. He was a part of the blackmail operation used to control billionaires, politicians, and what they call world leaders. Okay, the esoterics. You know, those are the ones that have the, they call themselves the enlightened ones. If the list ever sees the light of day, the system as we know it will collapse. The public has the right to know the truth. And Thomas Massey said that I'm not afraid to bring it. Now, folks, again, I want to reiterate the point. We have known this for a long time in this country. That's why they're advocating what they're advocating, okay? One of the things I think people need to understand and see for themselves and decide for themselves as to where all the children are going in this country. Well, when you begin to understand that those that are on the Epstein files, it's interesting to note that LifeTouch is owned by one of the names that is listed on the Epstein files. And what they did, friends, and what they've been doing for a long time in this country is LifeTouch is all the school pitchers. Here, it says right in this little meme, schools in the U.S. are canceling pitcher day after realizing the company photographing the kids, across the country was co-founded by a billionaire named in the Epstein files. Now, keep in mind, he also owns some perverted stores throughout the United States, and the list goes on. But again, as the names begin to come out, friends, we need to hold our ground. And really simply, yeah, let the system fall. But the bottom line is we mean to overthrow the old system that they mean to institute as the new system. We need to go back to the old past, not the new past. And the way to go back to the old past is to hold to the heart of God and bring judgment upon their heads. Hey, folks, we don't need a new form of government. We need to get back to the old. It's just that simple. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm Trace Banks, a certified integrative health coach in Charlotte, North Carolina. In my work with clients and physicians' patients, I'm often asked profound questions about God's Word. People want to know where they can find deeper biblical teaching, truth, beyond what they're hearing in their own churches. I point them to Bradley Dean's ministry, the Sons of Liberty Radio.com show, where he challenges listeners to remain firmly rooted in God's Word while boldly standing for liberty and justice within our government. Monday through Saturday at 2 Central Time for Uncompromising Truth That Motivates Action.
BBSRadio.com.
Hey everybody, Alex Newman here, award-winning international journalist with Liberty Sentinel Media. We broke some of the critical stories exposing the COVID hoax, the lies about the injections, and so much more way before it was cool. We exposed the UN, the climate hoax, the U.S. government, and so much more, all from a biblical perspective, with the goal of bringing you all the information you need to keep your family and yourself happy, healthy, and free. Check us out at libertysentinel.org and subscribe for free at libertysentinel.org/subscribe.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Governments, like clocks, go from the motion men give them. Wherefore, governments rather depend upon men than men upon government. Let men be good, and the government cannot be bad. But if men be bad, the government will never be good. William Penn. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. Just want to keep you guys abreast as to what's going on, because don't think more people are not falling over. Not just a side effect from the experimental jabs, but that are falling over dead. And a lot of young people are included with the victims of the experimental jabs that were thrown down on the people worldwide by their said representative governments. What I have right in front of me right now is a 27-year-old, good-looking young man, somebody's child, and it states on the meme, the family of a 27-year-old man who died 3 weeks after being given a COVID vaccine, 19 vaccine, has started legal action. I want to make clear, again, this is still happening all day long. I have a friend in Massachusetts that on a daily basis practically is sending me over visuals of young people, middle-aged people, and older people that are dying from the side effects. But what I want to reiterate more than anything is what I was talking about on Saturday. If justice guards our liberty, what does injustice then bring about? It erodes our freedoms, and it's the people's fault, because our rights, the only way that they can be actually removed is when we forfeit them. Because if you want to remain a free people, you have to fight the good fight of faith. That's found in 1 Timothy 6:12. Okay? But again, people, just as a reminder, there's a lot of people still falling over from these shots. There's a lot of people that are still suffering from the side effects of these experimental jabs. Opposite of what you've been told by none other than the father of the vaccine, folks, they're up into the millions, the tens of millions that have died from these experimental jabs. And again, I'm just reiterating the point that nobody has been brought to justice up to this point. I did tell you, and I'm going to tell you again, look what happens when you don't bring justice upon those that are guilty of perpetuating these crimes. And one case in point here that I want to highlight is none other than, you know, Bill Gates. And I've seen people say, well, you know what? He just needs to go away. No, he doesn't need to just go away. He needs to be held accountable for his crimes, people. Are you kidding me? Are there a certain group of esoteric people in this world that they're above the law? They're enlightened. They know more than we are, and they're impervious. They've been given impunity for crimes that they've committed. There's no consequence. That's ridiculous. But that is the pass that people have given these devils and these monsters and these madmen such as Bill Gates a pass. They've given him a pass. They're asking him to just go away like a corrupt politician. The American people have been led to believe just resign. I mean, really? I mean, in the state of Minnesota, friends, are you aware that Tim Walz still has not been brought to justice? Are you aware that Ellison has still not been brought to justice? Are you aware, people, that Frey is still spouting off his defiant mouth? And so is Amy Klobuchar, who the people are not choosing to be the said governor of the state, who is, in fact, just a month and a half ago found to be illegally reallocating tax dollars to her campaign? I mean, folks, Ilhan Omar is still sitting in office, and regardless of the FBI giving us the statistics of the crimes that are being committed and those that are being recruited from her friends, her district, the 5th District. By the way, she has no constitutional business in this country in office anywhere. None of them do. Because what they believe, it runs antithetical to who we are. But what I'm telling you is they still haven't been brought to justice. Who is that on? Is that upon the people that are begging for more of this? Because that's exactly what you're going to get. You're going to get more of it, people. And so are your kids. Now, I want to show you this because people are complaining about this one now on social media platforms. It's a picture of Bill Gates. If he's not playing the doctor, then he's playing the elected representative that nobody elected. And somehow or another, his money talks louder than anything, and he sold out. Your said representatives have sold out to the highest bidder, which just happens to be this madman, Bill Gates. Folks, the meme says Bill Gates wants to merge biometric ID with your bank account to monitor health records and track farmers. I mean, do you really believe that he's looking out for the good of all of us when he said, in fact, and we played the video over and over and over again over the last 5 years, that he said if we do a real good job with what he called vaccines, we can lower the world population? Is that what they just did? He incriminated himself. He implicated himself in those crimes that he's guilty of. And yet now he's coming out and attacking again, just like I told you he was going to. Hey, folks, it's your said representatives that are not enforcing the laws against this criminal. And it's not just in America. It's all over the world. It's just like a George Soros. You get more of George Soros. I was just in Florida. People were talking about what Georgie was doing to him. I said, well, then stand up against Georgie and let him know you're not going to do that. You're not going to rule the roost here because my back is not bent over for you to rule me. And I know a lot of people in this world, somehow or another, they believe that the bad guys rule. There's a 300-person cabal. And nobody tells you that more than that lunatic Alex Jones, oh, there's a cabal and they rule the rest of us and this is what they're going to do. And here are the American people waiting for the bad guys to set the narrative because they're listening to the CIA assets like Alex Jones. They're listening to his nonsense. And what are they doing? He's driving you to see what your masters are going to do to you next, rather than you feeding on the word of God and the Constitution and standing up against their crimes and holding them accountable for it. Hey, folks, I want to tell you this just so you all understand. They're scared to death. You're going to act accordingly before the Lord. Just so you know, they're afraid that you're going to hold them accountable. Have you figured out yet that the said representatives are not going to hold each other accountable because they're all in it together in this uniparty system? I hope you have. But I'll tell you what, you better move a little bit quicker than what you have been because there's no more road to kick the can down. Folks, you're going to see a lot more of this if you don't stand up against what's going on lawfully. The burden of proof is all on them. Where do they have the right to implement or extract or assume authority that's never been given to them to rule over the people outside of what is delegated unto them by the people? See, people, the burden of proof is on these criminals, and I'm tired of it. I really, truly am tired of it. And there's not a better person to call in right now than Henry from Arkansas. It's all yours, my friend.
Hey, brother, you pretty much said a mouthful right there. And hey, every bit of it's true. You know when all this is going to end? When all you men out there gather up your guns and we're going to bring these criminals to justice. Period. And the law way. And the law's right there for us, guys. It's called the Declaration of Independence. It's a hard thing to implement, but the deadly bioweapon in itself is enough to implement the Declaration of Independence. And look, it's a natural law. They can never amend that, take it away from us. Why? Because God instilled it in us. You can only push people so far, and they will fight back.
Amen. Amen.
That's right, brother.
Amen.
And once that declaration is implemented, it precedes all laws. That means all the judges, all the everybody that thought that had power just lost it. It went right back to the people.
Exactly. And that is it. That is
that's right.
That's right. That's exactly where it should circle back when justice is brought forth.
People don't understand that.
Yeah.
I mean, my goodness, I've been in so many places. I'll give you an example. I was in a little store telling people about the Declaration of Independence and our Constitution. And some guy come up behind me, you don't have the right to stand against your government. I've been in there telling these guys, you know.
Yeah.
Well, let's just put long story short, he might have got the gas out there, but he didn't get nothing from the store. You know what I mean?
Amen. Here, you know, the point I think more that needs to be added here is the fact that, you know, we again are the law. We again, according to the preamble,
yes,
are the government, and that's where the people have lost it. They think that their said representatives can do the opposite of what they swore to do in assailing them rather than acting out accordingly within the confines of the enumerated laws delegated to them by the people. And it shows you how ignorant
right.
the American people have become, my friend. It truly is. Thank you for your...
They dumbed everybody down, bud.
You know, but that's on the people, is it not, Henry? That's on the people.
You're absolutely right.
That's right. We can't blame nobody for that. I thank you for your phone call. I got a heartbreak coming up on me. And again, I just don't think that there's anybody better we could have brought up during that question and answer than Henry from Arkansas, because he's exactly right. You know what's interesting, folks, is what Henry just said was completely lawful. What's happening in your country is you're being assailed by those that are acting outside of their scope of authority, that are acting in a criminal fashion against you. How do you think that they're implementing this new world order? They're attacking the old system. The system, friends, might I remind you, that's been established for 250 years in this country. And remember what I said on Saturday. What's happening is you have said representatives today warring, more than not, warring because they've sold out to a bunch of Zionists in Rothschild's man-made Israel as they're warring against you, trying to overthrow you to establish that global order. They're at war with your forefathers, man. And really what it comes down to, which one are you going to obey? The lawful side or the unlawful side, which is a perfect segue into what we're going to be talking about in just a minute here. 281-845-4704. Boy, my voice is going. Thanks for that call, Henry. Totally appreciate it, guy.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
It's Emmy-winning investigative journalist, nationally published author, and radio host Shad Olson to tell you what I think about my friend and compatriot, Bradley Dean. In the era of the podcast, big talkers are a dime a dozen or maybe even cheaper than that. Bradley Dean is a patriot who not just talks the talk, but he walks the walk each and every day.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Mary Queen Scots said of that of the prophet John Knox in Scotland, the trumpet blast, that she feared his prayers more than all of the armies of Europe. John Knox said of himself, considering myself called of my God to instruct the ignorant, comfort the sorrowful, confirm the weak, and rebuke the proud, by tongue and lively voice in these corrupt days, rather than to compose books for the age to come, seeing that so much is written and yet so little well observed, I decree to contain myself within the bounds of that vocation whereunto I found myself especially called. What is the purpose of magistrates, our said representatives, in the halls of government? 1 Peter 2:14 tells us, or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him, the Lord, for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and a religious people, Christian. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Human passions unbridled by morality and religion, Christianity, would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. The second President of the United States of America, Mr. John Adams.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. My goodness, folks, we had a little bit of a rush there, didn't we? Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd all be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. Why do you say a black church, Bradley? Because white people need to get some soul. That's true. It's the poor of the world, those that lack the righteousness of Christ or the destitute of righteousness of Christ,
that are rich in faith. And that should tell you something right there, friends. Until we hit the bottom, until we understand that until we become nothing, God can create nothing out of us, and it's the best place in the world to be. Speaking of which, I want to highlight something really quick here, and then I want to recap a little bit on something we talked about, and then just bring a little new information in, and drawing the line and making distinction, because it is better to be divided by the truth than united in error, is it not? Absolutely. Absolutely, friends. Have you ever tried doing that with a group of people? You were united with people that where you didn't agree. And yet scripture tells us in Amos 3:3, how can two walk together lest they be agreed? That's why there's so much confusion. As a matter of fact, let me tell you where that started. It started in the public school system a long time ago. And I'm not saying that was the inception of it, but that was one of the things that I took note of is back in the 60s, in the early 60s, before I was around, interestingly enough, the federal government was indoctrinating kids. They had something, and they have something called International Baccalaureate. It's unconstitutional. Okay, then they came up with something called No Child Left Unindoctrinated. Okay, it's unconstitutional. It's criminal, friends. And then they came up with something called Common Core, where you have bureaucrats actually dividing the people. See, in this country, we used to be rooted in the same principles, and therefore we could have different opinions, but we were still rooted in the same principles. No longer is that. Now it's scattered seed, and the Lord condemns that. Okay? And that's why people are so divided, because people actually think that there's a group of people in this country that can act out in a criminal fashion, and they have lawful standing in this country. No, they don't. That's all been pushed and propagandized and promulgated on you by corruption within the church and within government. And that's a reflection of us. So if we want that ugly reflection to go away, then we need to correct ourselves. And that's why the Lord said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 3:2, and read Acts 20, verse 21. Repentance towards the Lord with the knowledge of our sin, Exodus 20, which drives us to the school, which the schoolmaster drives us to Christ, where it can do no more, where we put our faith in Christ, only being led by the Holy Ghost. John 16:8, and I'm talking about Galatians 3:24 as well. So again, I just want to make clear, if that was really quick for you, slow it down. Look at those references that were given to you, line upon line, precept upon precept. But again, really what it comes back to is this is a reflection of the American people and what it is that they tolerate, that the bad guys are now re-engaging to assail the people on a worldwide basis. When are the people going to say enough? Europe is saying enough. The UK is saying enough, folks. America, you're supposed to be those that catapult the others into righteousness. You're the ones that are supposed to lead the way as you follow the Christ, to whom much is given, much is required, Americans. And the world is waiting for you to get back to who you're supposed to be under God. And quit acting like a bunch of fraidy cats. Case in point, look at these other countries, man. You would think that they act more like the forefathers and their posterity than the American people do. Foreigners are acting more like Americans and concerning our forefathers than the American people are. The American people are just sitting back, allowing them to erode and attack incrementally at will by a bunch of foreigners that are leading themselves into office to overthrow. And the American people, well, they say they're afraid. They're now taking counsel from their fears, people. Yeah, we don't take counsel from our fears because we haven't been given a spirit of fear, people. I want to show you something somebody sent over to me this morning, because this is a prime example of the conversation I just had with Henry for a short moment there. And somebody sent this video over of a guy from Michigan. Y'all know I've been there probably 50. I preached in Michigan probably a total of 60, 65 times in my life. And over the last 4 years, I was there 54 times. No joke. And somebody sent this to me, and I think he says he kicks a couple vulgarities in there, and I'm going to do my best to block them. But I want you to see what patriotism looks like. And if you wouldn't mind, take a note concerning this man's shirt too, because that looks really familiar. But I can't tell you how proud I am of this guy who's going a lot further than just talking about what the problem is. He's actually confronting corruption, and he's educated to call it forth and tell them, if you continue going this direction, I'm going to take you to lawful task. Listen to this.
My name's Jason. I live at 1776 Boulevard.
His name is Jason. He lives at 1776 Boulevard.
We're here to talk about tonight,
Jason.
Okay, then he's interrupted by one of those that think that he's not there to serve the people, but the people are there to serve him. And then Jason sets the record straight again. Listen to this.
What's your last name and what's your address?
Asking for his last name and address.
My last name is Jason, We the People.
Well, he said my last name is Jason, We the People.
And my address is 1776 Boulevard.
And my address is 1776 Boulevard. Now, is he being smart? No. Listen to what he says.
Freedom City.
Freedom City in what state?
Michigan.
So I know you're making all that up.
Yeah, 100%, because I don't have to tell you anything, because it's my Fourth Amendment right. You know what that is?
According to
you need to learn the Fifth Amendment right. I don't care about your article. According to Article 6.
Okay, see what happens when you have a public forum like this? You'll see what the people are really saying. The people behind him are standing with him 100%. The media gets involved, and they would try to basically ostracize him and demonize him as a radical that was disrupting the media or the meeting, when in fact what he's doing is holding it, and he's holding it to the standard of the law, not to the standard of corrupt men. Okay, so again, the people are completely behind him 100%, and he gives a little bit a volley here. He begins to ask the people what they think. But again, my point here, friends, is this is what patriotism looks like. And again, pay attention to his shirt, people.
According to the rules of this city council, you have to give your name, your proper name and address, or you're not allowed to speak.
So do you think your bylaws trump my constitutional rights?
So he said, do you think your bylaws trump my constitutional right?
That's the way it's looking here. You think your little bylaws here trump all these people's constitutional rights? Remove me so I can sue the dog shit in the city. Do it.
He said, remove me so I can sue you.
I'll make sure you don't get no data center.
Go ahead.
42 USC 1983, baby.
So he starts kicking constitutional law out. He knows what he's talking about.
Back to this Fifth Amendment.
And all of a sudden, that shuts the mouth of the corrupt on the benches.
You can't use no takings clause, Einstein. Guess what? That's for public use. You understand?
See, it's interesting how they say they serve the people, and then once they get into office, they turn on the people. Well, this guy is doing exactly what needs to be done in putting them in the position that they need to be put in.
Understand that? You know what public use is? Sure, in a data center, it's a park, an old folks' home, something like that. It's the Fifth Amendment. It's really not that complicated. You should look into it. By the way, how does it feel sitting up there being a Benedict Arnold to all your people?
How does it feel sitting up there being a Benedict Arnold, like he said?
People out here. Not one person supports this.
Not one person supports what they're trying to push on the people. This, again, is why they're trying to shut down these town hall meetings.
How about this? Everybody up here has been asking who supports the data center. How about this? Who don't support the data center?
Listen to this. All the hands up. All the hands go up in the room.
Is there any other questions?
See, so what they would have done, folks, is they would have manipulated those polls from the people, and they would have said, nope, the city council agreed to it. They passed it unconstitutionally, illegally, rendering them criminal. But what happens is when you have it on film, and that's why you have to film everything when you do this kind of stuff like this guy is, it's exactly what needs to be done, because everybody stood against it, and he's got it on film. So if they try to push it, what this guy will do is go out and say, wait a second, that's not at all what we the people voted for. I wish people would understand that's how the bad guys are in office today across the country. They're being installed. They're not being voted in, just like what you're seeing right here. But for the sake of time, Jason, I high-five you in Michigan, my friend. Apparently, I met you. If you look at Jason's shirt, it just happens to be Resistance to Tyranny. Is obedience to God, and it just happens to be on our cups. It just happens to be one of our t-shirts that he got from the ministry, and he is taking it to the face of the tyrants. Hey folks, obedience to the Lord is resistance to tyranny. Romans 12:21. It's not their job to do the wrong thing, it's their job to do the right thing. Read 1 Peter 2:14 when you get a moment. Now, if you don't mind, can I just go ahead? Better to be divided by the truth than united in error. And we do this all the time. But do you guys mind if I just hit off on a couple other topics just to kind of go line upon line, precept upon precept, and kicking away a little bit of what I was talking about on Saturday, and let me pick it up tomorrow? And the reason I say that is because I have one more segment coming up. One more segment coming up. And again, I've got some stuff to hit here that you need to see concerning this Epstein file. Because it is pertinent. It is absolutely pertinent you understand what's going on here with the Epstein files. You all well know that Trump's name appeared over 5,000 times, right? So one representative went out there and said his name appears on the Epstein files more than Jesus's name appears in the Bible. He wasn't saying that in a sense of being irreverent or profane towards the things of God. He was just blatantly making the point, America, you better pay attention to what's going on here. Because what Donald says about himself, regardless, you're to judge him by his fruit. And if you don't do that, I'm going to try to do my best to insert this thought so it lodges itself in your heart and in your mind to understand how you're being played right now. 2 Corinthians 11:14-15, okay? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to come right back on the other side. I do want to let you know, because I don't get this opportunity very often, but we had our friend Jason with this cool T-shirt on that comes directly from the ministry, and I just want to take the opportunity to show you guys where to get it. Because it's right online at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also consider, guys, you radio listeners through our affiliates across the country, you know we do not have a golden calf. We do not have sponsors. If you don't keep us out there, we don't stay out there. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Do consider supporting us. Thank you for doing so. And by the way, on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com or beforeitsnews.com, those T-shirts are available to rock and roll, and they'll be out the door first thing in the morning.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Martin Luther King Jr. rightly stated that I must admit, America, that I was initially disappointed in being so categorized as an extremist. But as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being an extremist. Was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This nation cannot survive half slave and half free. Was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of an extremist we will be. We will be extremists for the preservation of injustice, or will we be extremists for the cause of justice? He goes on and says, history will record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people. James Madison, the father of our Constitution, said, do not separate text from historical background. If you do, you will have perverted and subverted the Constitution, which can only end in a distorted, bastardized form of illegitimate government. He also stated that the future and success of America is not in this Constitution, but in the laws of God upon which this Constitution is founded. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. It's like, you know, I think people think, that I go out and I do events like I did in Florida. You know, the weather, you know, when we got to Florida last week, I did an event at Sonny's, a little, they had a little hall there at Sonny's. Did an event there with Dr. Doug Frank, I think his last name was. He was the guy that exposes voter fraud all over the country. He's a physicist. And we did an event with him, and then I did an in-studio with a super cool guy. That was in Pensacola, and then we did an on-phone interview with some people from Florida that are very concerned about what's going on in that state because they fear that there's something going really wrong under Ron DeSantis. And I told him, your assessment of what's going on in your state's exactly right. It's a you're in a honey trap is what you are. And so anyways, in saying that, I had to turn down one interview, and I'm trying to pick that interview back up because I don't want him to think I was thinking too highly of myself. But my voice does go quick, and it's like you're doing this 7 days a week. And so my voice, you know, I thought, well, you know, I didn't do radio every day last week, but I did make the most of my time there, and I did work all week. What was sad about it is when we got there, it was 48 degrees. When we left Minneapolis, it was 48 degrees. They're spraying all over the place, friends. They're creating what they call global warming. They're the ones behind it. We should have about 5 feet of snow in the state of Minnesota. But the fact of the matter is, in Minnesota, there is no Minnesota right now. And that's no joke. But anyways, with that, my voice is going a little bit here. So I want to try to hit some of this other stuff as quickly as I can. Last week I had talked about, and so I'm going to get to it, okay? And by the way, if you want to call in, I'll take another phone call. That number's 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Just wanted to show you some more things that are going on here. But one of the things that we were talking about last week is one wears a dress at the Super Bowl. Notice that they simultaneously kicked the Epstein file release down the road until right before the Super Bowl. And so to show you how you're being mocked, what do? They put up a guy that's not even from America, says the most vulgar things in his language. His name is Bad Bunny. Everything about him is wrong. He wears a dress. He did a video where he has fake breast augmentations. He's just a real sick devil. But again, pay attention simultaneously. What they did is they put him up for all of those idolaters watching a rigged football game at the Super Bowl. By the way, that's premised on entertainment, just like Fox News is, for those that didn't know. Okay, that's why they're not getting sued, because they're just omitting who they are. But if you go after them, you're going to find out that they're declaring that they're an entertainment outlet anyways. That's what the Super Bowl is premised on. And so is Fox News. So that's why they're working hand in glove to do the things that they're advocating for. But I'm saying that for the reason that the time that the Epstein files were released, at the same time they put up a man wearing a dress. Okay, they're mocking you people. And then what they did is they gave us an option, just like they do in politics. They select our options for us, and then they deliver them up and they say, well, here's your options. Well, guess what? Nobody asked for Bad Bunny, and nobody asked for that little greasy weasel Kid Rock that nobody showed up to, but yet the mainstream media highlighted the fact that there was millions that turned to Kid Rock. Baloney. I've got the video. There's hardly anybody there, literally. And who promoted him? Do you know who promoted that guy? Kid Rock? You know the one that advocates having sex with minors? Just go ahead and ask him. His lyrics tell all, friends. But isn't it interesting? They put him up simultaneously. They're mocking the people. Guess who put him up? TPUSA. Folks, you better pull the curtain back on TPUSA because it's imploding big time. They're being exposed big time for who they are and who they work for. But also pay attention to the fact that TBN also promoted that filthy animal. He's a clown. And you guys say, well, you're calling him names for no. Really, I'm in the music business. I get it. Nobody takes that guy serious. He was put up to lower the standard, just like what you see in politics, just like what you see in Hollywood, just like you see in the music industry today. They're not creating music. The producers are. I remember back in the 80s, they asked Whitney Houston what she thought about those that were up and coming in the early 2000s. She said there's little to no talent left in the music industry. She was exactly right. And who better to say it? Who better to say it? And I'm talking about the genre of R&B. I'm talking about the genre of what Hollywood puts out in their filth and their cult, like nonsense. That's all under what? The covering of those Zionists, right? But anyways, I wanted to highlight this because, again, you need to understand that this goes a lot deeper than what you're told. You're being told. Pam Bondi, when she was being grilled by the best that you have, the appeasers in America, today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals, that's exactly what they are. They're all on the same team. But what you need to understand, she's mocking the American people. She's mocking all of these victims. She's laughing. She's talking about, have you noticed what's going on with the Dow? In the face of her victims that were there testifying, asking the Department of Justice to bring justice upon the heads of the guilty. They're all guilty. And they're extorted. That's why they're going and that's why they're warring against you, America. Because they don't want to be outed. And notice how they've just been giving this to us just little by little. Here, I want you to see this because here's a woman that comes out. And for the time that she's allotted on this news channel, she tells you all. Check this out.
Guys, I actually went through the files this weekend in depth. Donald Trump is not only named over and over in them, it is discussed this trial in which he was accused of raping a 13-year-old at Epstein's house. There is extensive discussions about a subpoena of Donald Trump in one of Jeffrey Epstein's cases in which he was accused for rape and sexual abuse. He was subpoenaed and gave a deposition in that case. There is extensive discussion between Donald Trump, Ghislaine Maxwell, and Mr. Wolf about not only Trump coming to his house, but Epstein says in these emails that he has photographs of Trump with girls. And I really want to emphasize this. People know this email that came.
It's not just girls, by the way.
Trump says to Ghislaine Maxwell, you know, Trump is the only dog that hasn't barked. And when you look at the emails, what he's talking about is the fact that one of the accusers, one of the survivors who went to the police and gave sworn statements, and it's in those records that were released over the weekend, was actively recruited from Mar-a-Lago. And what Jeffrey Epstein is saying in that email is that Donald Trump hasn't barked, and he knew that Ghislaine Maxwell was going to Mar-a-Lago to recruit 13-year-olds, 14-year-olds, 15-year-olds, who were then taken to Jeffrey Epstein's mansion where they were raped, groomed, and turned into, essentially, I don't even want to use the language. They were abused for years. Mm-hmm. And so Donald Trump not only was friends with Jeffrey Epstein, he knew exactly what was going on. And Mar-a-Lago, his own property, is where children were being taken from which they were trafficked and raped.
Yeah, but I guess all those victims, I guess they're all liars according to the those that have Trump syndrome. And let me tell you what, shame on every single one of them. Defending a predator, those that are perpetrating the crime against our children. I'll tell you what, those that are supporting this and acting like it's not happening, you better understand that you are inviting the justice of God upon this country. And I'm not going to have no part of it. I'm going to continuously preach against it. And I'm going to hold to the word of God, regardless of what falls. Let the heavens fall. They need to fall upon what's going on here. Because all men are mere men, period. We better understand that, people. The Lord's going to put this country in a position where everybody, including all the bad guys, are going to understand that they are mere men. They're little ants concerning him who created all things. We got David calling in from North Carolina. You got 1 minute. It's all yours, my friend.
Let the chips fall where they may. Amen. Let it all come out. Hey, and I wanted to just, I missed you all last week because I wanted to touch about Bad Bunny. I've been on Facebook all week long. I've had this guy that I know is he's supposed to be a preacher. He's talking about Turning Point, and we mentioned Bad Bunny at first, and I said, well, on Facebook comments, of course, I said, well, the other side is just as bad. I mean, it's just two wings of the same bird. Then he comes back with, oh, he was praising Charlie and what he had done to bring people to Christ and this, that, and the other. And I'm like, hey, man, I said, just because people's proclaiming Jesus' name does not mean they're of God. And I said, he's got, you know, I said, there's so much out there that you could look up to find out where these people are, or who they're funded by,
yep,
what their agenda is. And I don't care which side you listen to, it's all demonic. It's all coming from demonic agenda, and he's using Jesus in the front of that. And
amen.
I mean, oh, man, he just went off on me. We went back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and I just couldn't get him to understand that it's two wings of the same bird. And so anyway, I just wanted to touch on that because that's something that it's, oh, my goodness, I couldn't wait to get on here and tell you about that.
Call me up early tomorrow. I got to end the show, my friend. David, thank you for the phone call.
Right.
Yeah,
thank
give
you.
Us a call tomorrow. Totally appreciate your insight. Folks, I will talk to you in 23. And again, we'll pick up from where we left off here. Again, we're just going to be led here, and that's exactly what we're doing, Romans 8:14. And with that said, again, we'll talk to you in 23. 1 John 3.